Welcome to Film Feuds. I'm your host, CJ Kaiser, and we're back for episode 2 of season 3. We are still giving away tickets to Death of Stalin, so make sure you listen to the previous podcast to enter that one. We are doing best... No, we're not even doing best. We're doing craziest video game movie. Since Tomb Raider is out and everyone's talking about it for some reason, I don't know why, because video game movies suck in my opinion. Except for one that no one can say, but we'll get to that later. We are doing craziest video game movie, and we've got three exciting guests. Two are returning, one returning champion, and one brand new guest. So we'll get straight into it. This is the Film Feud Podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at Film Feud Podcast or on Facebook at Film Feuds. You can also follow me on all social media at I Am Seizure. Don't forget to check out our other podcasts. If you like wrestling, check out Clowns of Kayfabe or check out my unfiltered podcast at Unfiltered Podcast with CJ Kaiser. Enough about that. Let's get straight into the episode. This episode is brought to you by Flipper Script, a new comedy podcast where comedian host and talented guest stars read short scripts for the very first time with no preparations. Mistakes, typos, and oh shiny moments are all embraced by the attention of a deficient cast. It's Mystery Science Theater 3000 meets drunk history in a not-safe-for-work podcast that will tickle your funny bone and find you making your own attempts at non-regional European accents while commuting alone in your car. A podcast for storytellers and stoners alike, your funny uncle and your 19-year-old cousin, it's Flip A Script. Find them wherever you go and get your podcast on Facebook at Flip A Script Podcast. Welcome to Film Feuds, guys! Yay! Three excited guests. We're doing craziest video game movie. And let's start off with the returning champion of last week, Seed Bastion. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm the fucking champion from last week. I'm back.
Yeah, and what movie did you win with again?
I won with Borat.
Ah, yes.
You are Borat.
Yeah.
Your spirit animal.
I've been called Borat in high school many times, and I don't look like him. I don't look like Borat.
You look exactly like him.
Yeah. Put a suit on you, boom, Borat.
No, I'm not.
Do the impression for us.
Very nice.
There you go, Borat. Yeah. But anyway, we're not talking about that anymore. We're talking about craziest video game movie. Which movie did you pick?
I picked Final Fantasy, The Spirits Within.
Okay, quick plot line for those who don't know.
So, planet Earth is messed up by a bunch of evil spirits, and so this anime lady is trying to save the planet, and so she realizes that those spirits... Can I spoil the movie?
We'll get to that in a second. Don't get to the ending.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she's basically trying to find like some good spirits in the planet. And so she's trying to stop this general who wants to just blow up the spirits and blow up the entire planet with it. And she's trying to, like, do the nice thing and stop the destruction of planet Earth.
Cool. Excellent, right? And next up, the other voice you heard just then was Sam Menzies, who was on a previous episode, Best Movie of 2017, which he lost with American Made.
I did lose with American Made.
Which movie did you pick? And quick plotline.
This week I picked Tomb Raider. Tomb Raider...
The original version.
I beg your pardon. It's the original version. It's basically Angelina Jolie in not much clothes. She's battling the Illuminati. They're in a race against time, and she's trying to save the planet also, but doing it sexy. Unlike Syed Baron Cohen over here.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, Sam Menzies picked his Tomb Raider movie. And finally, brand new guest, first time on the podcast, Sarath Chandra. How you doing?
What's happening? I'm doing all right, man. I'm doing all right.
All right, and which movie did you pick?
I've got a sentimental favorite, and that's because it's weird. It's Prince of Persia with Jake Gyllenhaal pretending to be Middle Eastern, in respect of Saeed. But, but for some reason, he has an English accent, and it's loosely based on the video game, which basically means he jumps around doing parkour for no apparent reason. With random swords and another British babe who plays the heroine.
Yeah, and he also has a weird, like, kind of retarded voice. Like, it's just kind of like, yeah.
I don't know if that's the case, but he does have a weird voice. Yes. In the movie, he goes pretty British. Like, not quite that British, but he's, like, really sophisticated. And the movie is really silly.
And what's the plot line?
The plot line is, it's basically a fusion of Aladdin. He's, like, an orphan kid that gets taken in by a family of, like, princes. He raids some weird Persian place and discovers this sword that gives magic time teleportation powers. And it's about him trying to protect the world from the calamities of the wrong people getting their hands on this sword. And that's the movie, but it's full of terrible hilarity, and that's why I picked it.
Fair enough. Okay, so everyone's picked their movies.
Can I just point out that all of us are podcasters? Like, we all have our own podcast.
Okay, so We'll get to that in a second.
Side with the deliberate cross promotion straight out the gate. Look at
right
that.
At the end. Do that at the end.
Shameless.
Jeez. God. No, Jesus. But it's a fun fact.
Saeed Baron.
Do
Bastion.
I do fun facts on Film Feuds? No, I don't. I do facts, and they're not fun. They're serious.
But it's four F's that way. Film Feuds, fun facts.
All right, let's get into it.
This is why your podcast doesn't work.
Minus 1 point.
Yeah, minus one. Straight out of the bat. All right. Now, the way this game works is pretty simple. There's 7 questions on the board. Now, this show is spoiler filled, so if you haven't watched any of these movies, I recommend stop listening to the podcast. Watch all 3 movies. Come back and go, you know what? I could have done better. But don't worry. We'll have you on if you think you're that passionate on it. That's why you have to follow us on Twitter at Film Feud Podcast or on Facebook at Film Feuds. Try to enter there. Okay, anyway. You guys know the rules now. 7 questions. You guys got to make an argument. Convince me your point is best. You got 1 minute to make your argument, and then you take each other down. Convince me your point is better. And we'll start with question 1, and we'll start with the returning champion, Saeed. I still don't know how you did it. Question 1. Best lead actor.
Well, my lead actor, is played by Alec Baldwin. And he is charismatic, he's smart, he has a slick voice because he's Alec Baldwin. And he sacrifices himself at the end of the movie to save our protagonist. And throughout the movie, he battles aliens, he battles spirits, he's powerful, he's charismatic. And, you know, it's Alec Baldwin. Alec Baldwin's a cool motherfucker. Jake Gyllenhaal is a pussy.
Wait, we're not taking each other down yet. We're not taking each other down.
Keep breaking the rules.
Keep breaking the rules.
I'm a renegade.
All right, Sam.
Dude, plain and simple, Angelina Jolie's side boob is the best character in that movie. We got a full 2.5 seconds followed by another 0.5 of a second. It was glorious. It was in the shower scene. You'll all love it.
That's it?
It's significantly better than Alec fucking Baldwin's
Before we take it down. Sarath.
Playing by the rules here, Jake Gyllenhaal is a jacked mofo that pretty much does nothing in the movie because the rest of the movie is with the stuntman. But the guy commits to a really dumb accent. He's basically tanned to the point of offensiveness, and he's pretty much made a mockery of all the cultural norms of the Middle East. So what's not to like about that?
All right, everyone's made their points. Take each other down.
Jake Gyllenhaal culturally appropriated Riverdance on walls, and he's basically a carpet salesman, Persian carpet salesman in this movie. It's dreadful and boring. It was a huge waste of time, and the only good part of Prince of Persia was the credits.
The best part of that entire statement was how cogent that was as a sentence, but in terms of it making any sense, that was totally stupid. The movie is ridiculous, and that's why it's celebrated, man. It's like Jake Gyllenhaal. The movie itself...
Wait, what's his name?
Jake Gyllenhaal, man.
Isn't it Gyllenhaal? You can't pronounce your favorite actor's
name? No, it's Gyllenhaal. He likes
Dude, also, Alec Baldwin didn't play shit. He voiceovered. That was it. In your lousy attempt at a crazy
Did you see that movie? Did you see that movie? What?
I watched the trailer, and I yawned twice.
Yeah, because you're a lazy person.
Alec Baldwin essentially did nothing but chat in a studio, fuck off home, and... probably blew some dudes. I'm just saying. I'm putting it out there. It's possible.
Yeah, and if he did, that's
perfectly acceptable.
That's perfectly fine, Sam. But, I mean, come on. Like, what? You really think he did anything in that movie? He was sitting down. And
I explained what the I explained what the character did. He said
that Alec Baldwin didn't do it.
There was no intent.
What do you mean? So what?
Did he even have to get into a character? Did he just go, hey, I'll just do this. I need some cash to pay for one of my many brother's divorces.
He committed.
Like, is that basically what he did?
Like, he committed.
He needed a more full forehead.
Look, in Prince of Persia, at least Jake Gyllenhaal had to hit the gym on 3 separate occasions, I could probably assume, just to kind of get into the part. He probably looked at, like, probably went to, like, 1 Lebanese
What does the actor's preparation for the movie have to do
everything.
With the quality?
Sincerity, deliberateness, care. It has everything to do with it. Alec Baldwin sitting at home smoking a cigar probably is better than his performance in your dumbass movie.
All right, before we go on, I just got to make a quick impersonation of Saeed. But,
very nice.
Based on that, I think the most passionate one here was Sarath, so I'm going to give Sarath the first point.
Yeah! Put me down. This is some fake news.
Because yours isn't an actor, it's a side boob.
It's true.
You can't argue with quality.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Right. Next question, and we'll go clockwise. So Sarath, you ready?
All right.
Next question. Best cast. Go.
Best cast? Him, Jake Gyllenhaal, Gemma Arterton, and also friggin' hell. What's his name? Ben Kingsley, Oscar winner. It had an Oscar winner in this dumbass movie. You can't beat that.
Ben Kingsley was also in another video game movie called Blood Rain, and it's doesn't care.
Well, look, he.
But oh, I shouldn't interfere.
Also, don't add Blood Rain into this. Don't bring that. Maligned movie.
Ironically enough, he's an Oscar winner for doing brown face. You know, so like
he's half brown.
He's a half.
He browned up.
Yeah.
He just kind of. Tanned up.
No, he was. I don't think there was a lot of brownness involved.
I mean, we're not talking about Ben Kingsley right now. We're talking about best cast.
Yeah.
Sam,
Angelina Jolie, the left boob, probably the right boob. I didn't see it. I'm sure there was some symmetry there. There were also other people with
like
shit awful English accents.
Name one.
Daniel Craig.
No. Daniel Craig does not get a mention. He's a piece of garbage.
John Voight.
Yeah. Was also a piece of garbage. Dude, it was just the breast. It's all about the breast, guys. You gotta stay focused. Okay? And by the way, I'm pretty sure they were quite inflated. Not to say that that's a bad thing. It was set to our appealing pleasure.
Your turn.
So, the aforementioned Alec Baldwin.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Sutherland. What a crispy voiced actor. Steve Buscemi is in the movie.
Yeah.
What a great actor. Steve Buscemi. James Woods, the douchebag from Family Guy. He's in my movie.
Why is he douchebag? Everyone keeps calling him a douchebag. I don't know why.
James Woods is from New England, so they put him in as James Woods High School in Family Guy.
Yeah, he plays an evil version of himself and all the actual movie characters, but yeah.
All right. Take each other down!
None of your actors actually acted in your movie.
Zayed. Because remember, podcast.
It's ridiculous to say that the cast is good. They're a bunch of talkers. They're just chit-chatting. Effectively, we're all actors, according to your theory.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Didn't act. No, they are actors by profession, but I'm also a golfer if I fucking tee off on the weekend.
No, what are you... You're discrediting an entire genre of movies.
Because there's no physical activity. There is
physical activity.
You'll have to wait for the next round. Maybe there'll be a talking best chatter.
Moving their mouth?
Section.
That's fair. There is some activity there. I mean, you got to convince... Can you name one actor? Do you have any character that they... Like, any defining Steve Buscemi character? What was Steve Buscemi's character that he so meticulously brought... With his voice. Like, what part of, like, prepubescent teenager did he represent, you know?
What do you mean prepubescent? It's Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, but which character did he play?
Didn't he deliver facial expressions in an expressive and emotive way?
We express emotions through our voices.
Yeah. No, that's,
like, right now.
Right now,
you're
frustration and a lack
loss.
Of ideas. Yeah, but continue.
Yeah, frustration's a good one.
But... Like, what did he play? What did... You said Steve Buscemi.
Overwhelming
what did he
failure.
Do? Who did he do? What was he?
Parental disappointment.
No, what the fuck are you... So, Steve Buscemi was the smarmy sidekick. He was like... He was the sidekick.
I'd also like to pitch in that all the actors in Surratt's movie were playing other immigrants. Other colors.
Yeah.
I also thought Persians were just hairless cats. Like, you got a bunch of whiteys... Applying the wrong accents.
Oh, it was...
This movie screams offensive across the board. I think we should boycott the...
All right, so that actually is a very good point. This is 2018, and I don't want to get in trouble again. Surath, you're out of this round, okay? Now it's down to no cast, except Angelina Jolie's boob for some reason.
The left.
And a great cast. Who are you alluding towards?
There were no
cast.
Well,
actually, all of Saeed's characters represent of Asian descent. They're meant to be of Asian descent.
They're not meant to be of Asian descent.
Just the one.
They're European.
But even the one wasn't voiced by an Asian.
Yeah, she was.
She was voiced by an Asian.
Yeah, but not a real Asian. Not like a...
What?
What I'm talking about Asian. Like,
what do you mean? What the fuck?
Jeez. And on that, Saeed gets the point.
By default. All right, okay, fine.
All right, Sam, you got the next question. You ready?
I am ready.
All right. Now, since we are talking about craziest video game movie... Craziest scene. Go.
Okay, that shower scene, bro. Let me set the scene for you. It's steamy. The hair's getting flicked back. It's like every wet dream fantasy of Angelina Jolie plus water plus steam. And then it climaxes with the left side boob. And it does it for me.
I just got to admit something. While you were describing that, I had a quick look at the other two contestants. And I did that as well. We all looked off in the distance. Now, I don't know what we were thinking, or we were trying to ignore what you were trying to say.
I see all of you twitching.
I was just trying to avoid
twitching.
Looking at Sam's jeans. The gradual tensile strength of his jeans being tested.
Okay, go on.
There's nothing else to say. That's crazy.
The craziest? All right. Sage. That's the
craziest thing. Okay, where there's a scene where the villain played by James Woods is trying to blow up the earth. And he's blowing up the earth and he's sending a laser and going, pew, pew, pew. And then he's like, ah.
Wow, those sound effects sound like the exact movie.
Yeah, that's yeah.
And then is Alec that your Baldwin, laser sound effect?
Right in your mouth. And Alec
that's
Baldwin,
called acting, guys, with your voice.
Fuck you.
Did they do all the sound effects with their voices, too? You're going to credit that cast.
And then Alec Baldwin sacrifices himself as giant soul monsters engulf his body. So that's a pretty ridiculous... That's better... Okay, yeah, I won't argue against him. But yeah, it's a ridiculous scene, and she saves him, but he still dies and sacrifices himself, and his soul is now part of the ether, with the earth blowing up in the background. Surah.
Favorite scene in the movie is
craziest scene.
Probably when... Oh, okay, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous crazy. Ben Kingsley, who plays his uncle, there's like that classic Hamlet moment where you suddenly realize the uncle's a bad guy, and they're in this like crowded, like deliberate stereotype, Hackney kind of image of what Morocco would be like, and where Jake's character discovers that he's been betrayed, and he just does parkour for about 10 straight minutes. 10 straight minutes, slow cuts for no reason, constantly looking at his hair, and every single juncture, you know it's not him, because the guy that's doing the stunt clearly has a scar mark on his back. But he's doing it anyway. He's pretending. He's acting. He's doing what real actors do, which is accept that they are perpetuating a lie. And it's stupid and ridiculous. And I love it. There's a bit where he gets punched in the face. That seemed like the only realistic part of it. And I mean, it just brings joy to me every single time.
Take each other down.
You guys. It's like an off-white, almost eggshell skin color.
Sam is
like
out.
The tone.
We can agree that Sam is out for this one, right?
You don't call the shots.
Yeah, you don't. But you do have
like
a
there's
point.
There's no nipple, but it's sort of it's engaging. It's exciting. It's crazy.
Like I didn't understand.
How was that? What's crazy about?
I didn't get any part of the scene that you were trying to convey. All I could get was like a feeling of childish joy.
Yes, yeah, Syed, you're kind of talking about the earth swallowing him.
Yeah, like how did it? Swallow
and then the girl
him?
Ruined it, which so, is kind of
I mean,
expected.
He did make a really good point with the pew 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 sound effect.
He's
that part was
the only crazy thing about that scene is you trying to explain it.
Cowboy somebody's like, yeah.
Just because you're crazy telling us the scene doesn't qualify as a crazy scene.
The earth is being blown up.
Yeah. Okay.
How is that not crazier than parkour?
Climate change is doing that. It's
fucking real.
Happening.
Yeah. Parkour is real. Whereas you know. A planet blowing
dude, parkour
up.
Parkour is 90s as fuck.
Yeah, well,
it's
still here, man. Parkour's
no,
real.
No, there's tryhards.
Parkour's real.
No, they're giving it their best.
You're just a hater of parkour. Because, you know, let's be frank,
parkour.
Man. It's just like, you need good knee joints for that shit, Sam. And, you know, all that stuff that you do.
That's not
like,
crazy.
It's cray. It was real. Cray? It's way more real. It's
you
more
said
legit.
Cray?
Did I not
you're
say
a...
pew, pew, pew? Yes.
The only thing.
You know what? I'm going to make my decision early. Just because of the sound effects, Sade gets the next point.
Oh, yeah. This stupid pew pew pew. All right,
yeah. Guys, I'm just saying, sound effects. That's how you're gonna convince me. All right, next question, and it's back to Seed. Best poster, go.
My poster is minimalistic but nice. It's the picture of the main anime girl looking to the distance with a bunch of space stuff. You know, it's nice. It's like, ooh, wonder, space. Pew. And then,
no, the poster did not say pew.
You felt it though.
Okay, all right, fair.
And then Alec Baldwin looking off in the side as well at the top corner. Yeah, going, Alec Baldwin, yeah. And it's. And
but you don't know it's Alec Baldwin.
It's Alec Baldwin.
All right, anyway, all right, you made your point. All right, yeah. Sarath.
Prince of Persia's poster, it's Jake Gyllenhaal pretending to ignore cultural appropriation is the fundamental pretext of the movie. He's actually, in the poster, he's actually looking diagonally so that he can't make eye contact with the camera, because I'm sure he feels really guilty about making this silly-ass movie. And like all other stereotype movies from 2010, the female counterpart is right behind him in a salacious outfit, and Ben Kingsley, who's half brown, gets to be the bad guy, which is also perpetuating a very negative stereotype. But for that reason, I think this movie poster is probably the best, because it's more accurate about the people that made it and the message they were trying to convey, and that is that the world is shit.
Sam.
My movie poster is quite simple. It's Lara Croft, Angelina Jolie's rear end, and it looks like
if you say side boob again,
two peaches kissing all right, like not like dirty kissing, but like wedding kissing, like it's nice kissing, like they're in love, like there's fundamental care and affection between those peaches, and there's a lack of side boob, there's a title, that shit's important, and then there's also her with her Desert Eagles on her hips, looking like a fly bitch, and like a jerry curl of hair coming down over her face, and you kind of think like, oh, I could probably bang those peaches.
Take each other down.
I mean, really, peaches? How many peaches did you have?
You think that your fucking poster's accurate? We're not talking about accurate. We're talking about crazy movies.
Yeah, but like, come on, peaches?
Dude, I got peaches fucking with Desert Eagles.
This is the poster. I feel like the poster isn't necessarily all peaches.
That's the wrong one. You're fake newsing me.
Am I fake newsing you?
Your accurate poster,
what's
sure.
What's it called again?
Tomb Raider.
Yeah, but is it just Tomb Raider?
Tomb Raider 2001, if that helps.
That should probably help, right?
2001.
Actually, yeah. Both our movies came out in 2001.
And Syed's is a bunch of drawing shit, and it's space, and there's so much space. You can't call it beautiful. It's infinite. Eventually, you get bored. If you look at space all afternoon, it's just a bunch of glitter smeared on black.
The original Tomb Raider poster is just her looking longingly into the distance.
Yeah, I don't see any.
I don't see any peaches. It looks crazy, right?
Yeah,
really? It's like she's wearing black. She looks like she's just getting ready to go out on a Friday night.
I actually thought that she was facing the other way when I recalled it.
I see.
So,
That's fair. It looks like a lot of this movie.
I was doing a little huffing this afternoon.
Involved you just kind of assuming things about what she looks like, which is accurate.
Nonetheless, like those are some seductive.
Seductive eyes. I think so.
Like, she's looking down to her left, like, ooh, what's down on the left?
Is it really our fearless host seizures?
Her face looks badly photoshopped in that.
Yeah, she has a giant head.
She spends her life badly photoshopped. If it wasn't for that left tit, I swear to God, she looks like Fergie got beaten up after anorexia.
Okay, both of your posters are just them standing there.
Dude,
you should roll up your poster and use it to trumpet your shitty sound effects. Okay? No one's giving you any credit, Syed.
Yeah,
you can't sound effects a poster, can you?
At least mine has...
You could tear it the fuck up and put it in the trash.
My poster is saying something. Mine has a message, guys. It's talking about cultural appropriation in Hollywood. That's what it's doing.
It's just an example
in the future of what to change. That's what's beautiful about it.
The message in your poster is, get the fuck out of here. It's a shitty poster.
But Sarath's point is just like him adding his funny little commentary. Mine has actual emotions that people look at and go,
Can I point out that Sarath cheated?
It's all commentary.
Pulled up the poster on his phone.
I'm sorry, is that cheating or just using available technology to look at the lies that you were pumping about this poster?
If anything, you're turning to the fucking answer section of your book.
Sam's just heading on tech because
I'm
caught out with a lie.
I'm here airplane mode respecting the podcast
you
process.
You promised us peaches.
Yeah, and there were no peaches. I thought there were peaches.
And based on that, you're out of this one,
Sam. Oh, yeah.
Do I get to cast my vote?
Yeah, who are you voting for?
Dude, I gotta give it to Syed because I think Sarath's kicking my ass.
It's my vote.
I still have to make the final decision.
All right.
Final word. One line each. Go. Sum up why your post is better than the other.
Mine has heart and actually matters because it's going to be talked about in the future for being shit.
Sound effect.
Pew, pew, pew.
Yeah.
With a sword. Ka-ching. Zing.
Wonder. Emotion. Spare.
Sarath's got the point.
Yeah! A well-deserved point.
So the score is 2 for Saeed, 2 for Sarath, none for Menzies.
That's right, it's my comeback round. Comeback round.
Comeback round. All right, next question. Who is doing this one now? I think it's back to Sarath. Sarath, yeah. Okay, next question. Which movie represents the video game better? Go.
Which movie represents the video game better? Probably Tomb Raider.
You got to fight for your own.
I got to fight my own.
Yeah.
I agree entirely, Sarath. Well said.
In the way that Tomb Raider is so bad that it captures the essence of that dumb movie, but Prince of Persia is clearly a more aggressively accurate film because of the parkour. Needless parkour. Needless unnecessary parkour and the fact that they did fuse together the storylines of two of the games into the movie, including the Sands of Time sword, which is the basis of the whole movie. It's about going back in time with the damn little stabby thing and Gemma... whatever her name is, Atherton, being like all hot and like bothered and being offended by the sword, and so that's why it's the best.
Sam,
what was the question?
Which movie represents the video game better?
Oh, I think the best is obviously Tomb Raider, and the reason is, I don't know if you guys played the video game when you were younger, but we were young, adolescent teens, and the most important thing in our life was breasts. And we just turned Lara around and remember the swimming levels? There were the swimming levels.
And that wasn't a of like, oh yeah, that was more like a like,
there was the breaststroke. It was so representative.
I mean,
I'm going to pound home this point.
Yeah,
yeah, you're pounding more than a point right now.
That's thick.
But it was an excellent outline and depiction of the original video game.
Well, Final Fantasy talks about the broad themes of life. It talks about good versus evil. It talks about discovering yourself, battling your inner demons and your outer demons. That's something that's in all the Final Fantasy games, and it's captured beautifully in the movie as well.
That's the darkest sentence I've heard.
Yeah. In the movie, she talks about, like, there's an alien inside her, right? There's an alien spirit that she has to find. It's a metaphor, you guys. It's a metaphor about how she has to battle her own demons and also battle those around her. It's in the movie. It's in the games. There's some anime stuff in there. There's explosions. There's wonder. There's a sense of wonder. That's
take each other down.
Dude, your fucking video game was overpriced when it came out. The film charged me fucking $21, which was overpriced as shit. The popcorn was too much. And here's the other kicker.
What the fuck is the popcorn
You had to fucking buy memory cards to save the giant piece of shit. There were multiple discs. The only thing that your movie and your fucking video game have in common was it fucking ripped me off. As for Sarah,
oh, hang on, I want to jump in this. Sam, wait.
Oh, you want to have a tag? I'll tag you in.
The only wonder about your game and how it turned into a movie is they made, like, what, 15 of these games? Like, that's too much.
About 25.
See, I stopped caring after 15. I've never played it because of the fact that after one or two, I'm like, have you not made your point? Like, how many more do you need to make this point? That's just bad fucking writing, in my opinion.
Also, ALEC is not an acronym. What's an antonym? Anagram for the word kale, and kale's shitty.
Kale's with a K, you idiot.
Well, I'm just breaking rules.
Also, your whole argument is titties. That's it. That's your entire argument.
Yeah.
For, like, who doesn't like titties?
I mean,
as
you're
a Sarath's film, Prince of Persia is an acronym for pop, and pop music sucks.
Okay, hold up.
So do pop tarts.
Pop stands for popular music, and if the majority of the world likes pop music, it's good.
Sarath's... I don't know how you three brown guys aren't offended by a white guy impersonating you.
Hold up. The main argument Sarath made was that the reason it captures the game was because of the parkour. But Prince of Persia doesn't actually have that much parkour in it.
Oh,
it's a platformer.
Yeah.
The game you jump around, but that's not what parkour is.
What side's ignoring is that the video game that he's talking about is the 1991 2D platformer, as opposed to the multi-billion dollar revenue raising PlayStation 3 jumping parkour game, which involves jumping, PS2, Xbox, PS2, PS3.
Parkour isn't just jumping. Parkour is smooth movements across terrain. Just jumping across doesn't make a parkour.
Dude,
okay, it's a
Final
combination.
Fantasy Spirits Within, the only spirits within was the alcohol you drank when you thought it was a fucking good movie.
I mean, that was funny the first time you said it before we did the podcast.
There's no record of that.
By the way,
fake news. So we know.
By the way, who got the last point again?
Nah, I don't get any points. So.
No. Who got was it?
I believe Sarath
got
last points.
Sarath got last points. So it's 3-2.
It's 2-2.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, no, it is 3-2.
No, it's 2-2.
Yeah,
it's
2-2-0.
Yeah, 2-2-0. Okay.
I'm keeping track of mine.
My game...
Oh, no, I know what you're at.
My game is clearly the most
accurate.
My zero
looks like a tit, so I'm good with that.
There's stabbings, there's jumpings, there's, like, free... Okay, it's free running with parkour. I'll give you that side. Free running in the sense that he's trying to get from A to B in the most impressive way possible. But they do that. It's a bit where he jumps on a wall and he flips... No, I'm expanding
like
the world of parkour.
Like you place yourself beneath?
No, I'm expanding the world of parkour into free running, which is what the world currently likes. But parkour was the bread
and
butter.
I don't know how the fuck they got to calling it Final Fantasy when they fucking did it over and over and over. It can't be the Final Fantasy every fucking time, okay? It's 25 fantasies.
Sarath's got the point!
Yeah!
You stayed silent too long there, say too silent. You gotta get in and fight. It's called Film Feud.
I wasn't in that
Film
round.
Film Feud!
Sam had a good hat.
Alright,
I felt it.
So, 3-2-0. Okay, next question. Sam starts off with this one.
Oh, I'm ready, baby.
You're ready. Well, you know there's no chance of you winning this game now, but I'll still have your arguments.
I could tie second.
Oh, you could tie second.
Tie second.
Yeah, all right, fair enough. Good point. But not an actual point.
Speaking of good points,
oh, God, this is gonna go ahead. Best. I'm gonna go best villain. Nah, go to my favorite question. Best villain. Time. Best villain.
I think.
So just so you can't argue boob again.
Yeah. Her shirt.
Fucking hell. Oh, God damn you.
Dude, I think in every movie, in every video game, in every aspect of life, the primary villain is oneself.
Oh, that is the worst cop-out I've heard.
I'm turning it around. Dude. So, I mean, I think, like, in the this topsy-turvy...
I'm done with this one. Say, go ahead.
Okay, so my villain was played by acclaimed actor James Woods, and he wants to blow up planet Earth. He wants to blow up the entire planet. He's a douchebag. He's engaging.
And, just you know, like you, Syed. Just like you.
I am engaging, and I do want to blow up planet Earth.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So it,
I knew it. I knew this is why you started comedy. Just get to a level where you can blow up the Earth.
Who the fuck handed him a microphone?
That's why everyone wants to become
It's just an engaging villain, makes you mad, and who cares about Ben Kingsley? Like, seriously, who cares about him?
Well,
he's done.
The entire Oscar family cares about
first
Ben
all,
Kingsley.
First before we get all, to takedowns, Sarath. Yep.
Ben Kingsley plays a disgruntled uncle who wanted to get this sword to go back in time to stop himself from saving his own brother from getting killed by lions so he could become the king. And mainly because of how much he hated his brother for being the favorite son. And that kicks off the whole storyline. It's got a bit of Hamlet in it. It's got a bit of motivation in it. It's got a bit of heart in it. It's got a bit of a villain with an actual reason to hate his brother. It's got like some actual legitimate emotional quandaries.
Take each other down.
Yeah, I don't get what you're saying.
I think Sarath's movie just sucks some ass. There wasn't enough tit in it. I think that his villain didn't have any tits.
Well, Gemma asked
his villain was convoluted. His villain is like, oh, you gotta go back in time and get the sword.
Did your villain even die in your movie?
He does. He does at the end.
He
actually
gets
his comeuppance.
Wasn't like some soft ass dying?
No, he gets stabbed. He goes back in time and he gets stabbed.
You can go get
healthcare.
You bring your Medicare
card.
My
villain wants to blow up the Earth.
What,
it's a very clear path.
How did your villain die, Syed?
Hang on, let's deal with why. What's the actual motivation?
How did your villain die, Syed? How'd your villain die?
He didn't die.
Oh, well, that's a cop-out.
Dude, that's a great fucking villain.
That's
a cop-out.
That's got a good point.
That's a powerful villain.
No, it's only a good point if the villain has a legitimate reason for doing what he's doing.
What's
his reason?
Okay, he has a really cool space laser, and he wants to use it.
So he's got no motivation to kill it.
That's
he's just
pretty
doing
good motivation.
If this,
having
if
a space
this,
laser?
What would you do if you had a space laser?
Yeah, you want
to. You don't get it because you don't need it.
But you want a reason to have a space laser?
Why do you buy a washing machine?
Okay, like Elon Musk, who's made the handheld flamethrower.
Yeah.
Everyone was buying one.
Because he made it so he could make money to pay for Tesla.
Yeah, okay, but
the
people
thing.
Buying it, what are they going to use it for? They have no reason. They just want to go...
Yeah, but they... Yeah.
But sound effects.
But not to... It's more... But not to kill... It's definitely not to kill people. I mean, if they do, well then, you know, Elon Musk...
I think Syed's villain was in it for the fucking win. And No, and he lived... No, he
Syed's got the point! So, this comes to the final question. It's neck and neck. And if you don't get a point, Sam, you go down as the first contestant to not get a single point on Film Feuds. That's right. Season 3 is crazy, just
record
like these video games.
Let's go.
Tie-in, segue. Let's go. All right. Last question. Sam, do you want to start this one?
Oh, I need to.
You need to start this one. All right.
Please be a question about breasts.
Oh, Jesus. Best breasts.
Best. Let's do it. Best breasts.
Well, as you know, James Bond, Daniel Craig, was one of the supporting actors in Tomb Raider. And frankly, I mean, the guy goes to the gym. He puts in the hard yards.
That's what
he does. He works out hard, and you know, he's a good looking fella. And I don't mind. He's got some sweet areolas. I think Daniel Craig.
Say.
Do you know the definition of breasts? Anyway. My character's breasts are an integral part of the story. That's why they're the best. Let me explain, okay? So the part where she has to explain what's going on with her in front of the Council of Elders, she goes, actually, there's something wrong with me. And she, like, slightly opens her breast, like, her vest thing, and she shows some titty, but then she also shows the alien creature inside of her in, like, a holographic thing. So the titties are actually part
of the
storyline.
Dude, I'm getting a bonus. Stop.
So that's my argument. They're actually part of the storyline. They're not just storyline, oh, by the way, titties.
So the evil was within the breast part, the breast meat.
You should have mentioned that villain, bro.
I mean, yeah. That's a real villain. I feel like you should lose a point for not raising that.
Did he one villain anyway?
I mean, really, that's the real villain here.
So Rath, make your argument.
I reckon in my case, it's Ben Kingsley's old man boobs. They were definitely
culturally appropriated.
For one, he was the only one with any cultural diversity brought to that entire movie. Well, secondly,
who was the female actress?
It was Gemma. She was Gemma. Oh, yeah, right, she was British, as you can possibly find, with a little bit of, you know, like tanning, I think.
She's
got a beasting situation.
And a bit of makeup. I mean, they wouldn't call it blackface, but I'm pretty sure it was like a crap ton of brown foundation, which they used on it. So I'm not even going to kind of dignify her with that. But Ben Kingsley had like hate-fueled man boobs. I reckon that was... And I think that probably inspired him to be the bad guy. He probably thought about it. That probably inspired him to be the worst uncle he could be.
Before we go in, can I have a recap of the score just to see where I'm at?
The score currently lies at Saeed, 3. Sarath, 3. Sam, nothing.
Okay, cool, but I'm confident.
Okay, last time on this episode, take each other down.
Okay, you're both trying to be funny. I mentioned actual women breasts, therefore,
well,
I
you actually...
Wait, what do you mean actual? I'm sorry, what actual women breasts in your 3D-ass movie?
Yeah, I mean, you're...
Yeah, but disqualified, obviously.
What do you mean...
For fake news and for lying. But is that some pizza?
None of the breasts are in real life right now. They're all works of art, right?
And I saw Angelina Jolie's tits, okay? The left tit.
You saw them in
the trophy tit, and I saw Daniel Craig's awesome rippled...
They weren't in front of you, though.
They were in front of me on the fucking film.
Yeah,
plenty
same,
more than
same
they
with
were
me.
Yours. Like, yeah, but yours were drawn by some fatty wearing a fucking fedora. There's like a mouth breather
it's
and like a neck beard.
Dude, it's art. It's 2018. Stop trying to discount my fucking
art. Hey, when was your movie
Are you
going to
jerk off
when
to some art?
When was your movie made?
2001.
So back then, they were like, you know what? We could make a movie, or we could use this untested 3D technology.
You're both talking about man tits. Therefore, I win.
Actually, equal opportunity
that's hate
tits,
speech.
My man. That's
hate
speech.
Speech.
Equal opportunity tits. I'm sorry.
That's why I agree with Russ. Russ wins! Yeah!
The crown is knocked over.
Equal opportunity.
I can't believe we ended an episode with best breasts. I feel disgusted. I'm reporting myself on this one. Okay. Now, Sarath, there's one more game we play after Film Feuds.
Woo!
It's called the Seizure Kaiser Movie Game. The way this game works is that you get to name an actor or an actress, and we go around the table naming a movie that person's been in, and we take turns. You got 5 seconds to name a movie, and to win, you have to be the last one standing. By that, when everyone's out, you still have to name one more to get the point. Now, the rules are no cameos, movies that have come out. You cannot name uncredited cameos either. Movies haven't come out, and I think there's one more point.
What if they're voiceovers?
Voiceovers count.
Okay.
I think that's it.
Okay.
That's it. All right.
So do I have to say an actor?
No, yeah. Which way do we go? We can guess.
Yeah. Do I have to start with the movie as well?
No, yes, you name an actor and start with the movie.
Okay.
Or actress.
All right. Okay, well, Willem Dafoe. Jesus.
Was it called Jesus? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Boondock Saints.
Spider-Man. Fight for Life.
Now I have to continue this?
Yep.
Well, I didn't have one follow-up.
Keep going around. Do you want to pick a different actor?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Andrew Christ, I won that one. All right, cool.
Yeah, you did one. All right, how about Maggie Gyllenhaal? All
right, start it off.
The Secretary.
Dark Knight.
Nothing. I'm out.
You're out?
Tits, man. I'm just... She's got no tits. I don't care about her.
Oh, God. Man.
She's got some decent tits, actually. Look up... Maggie Gyllenhaal prison search scene. And there's a guy who just like searches.
Pick a movie. Just
I don't know the name of the movie. All I know is she shows her tits and some guy searches.
Okay, you're out.
Stranger Things was the other movie I was going to say with that.
That's not a movie.
Stranger Than Fiction. Stranger Than Fiction. She's
Stranger
in that
fiction,
one.
Fair
She's
enough.
In that one. She's in that one.
I had one. What was it? Frank.
Donnie Darko.
You're out.
But she's in
Donnie Darko.
God, damn it.
I learned the rules.
Damn it, Maggie Gyllenhaal. Secretary's already been said. What's that other movie that came out recently?
She's in the desert.
Okay, I got nothing. You got to name one more to win.
Okay, of her?
Yep.
I want to say she's in one of the...
One. Uh-oh. All right, no one wins that one. Okay.
So is it now just you two, or do
no?
We
that's
go...
it. It's that. It's done. The game is over. No one won.
Oh yeah. Man, I like. There's a movie I saw her in recently, but I can't remember.
I got confused with this HBO show that I'm watching that she's in. I'm like, no, that's not a movie.
It's a TV
yeah.
show.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So that's why I was just trying to.
Also, can we talk about me fucking secretary. PB, awesome record, 0 points, yeah, never yeah, been done before, yeah, thank you gentlemen,
zero
thank
points.
You, fist bumps around.
Well. You batted well.
Ooh. Yeah, but I'm in there's the a reason books. Why, there's a reason why. okay, so, last thing, anything to plug guys? Sarath, since you won, do you have anything to plug? Also, what is your Twitter handle or Instagram or Facebook?
Sarath is okay at Twitter. That's my Twitter handle. And I'm doing the Sydney Comedy Festival in about 5 weeks.
Yep. What's the show called?
It's called It's Pronounced Sarath. So I'm doing that. That's something that's interesting. So if you'd like to come, check
and
it out.
And what dates?
28, 29 April. Saturday, Sunday.
Nice. All right, cool. See. Oh, wait. Do you have a podcast as well, Sarath?
At the moment, no. I'm doing some other stuff. But, yeah, it's, but if you want to check it out, it's called Thick Talk Live.
Right.
We've had a break for the last 2 months, but mm-hmm. had about 10 episodes here.
So you can find me on LinkedIn. I'm trying to actually get an undergraduate position. So if you have any connections in the marketing sphere, look me up at Sayed Bachon. I'm the one with the nice blue
button. The one that
up.
Looks like Borat. The one that looks like Borat.
Exactly like Borat. Yeah.
Fuck you. I don't look like Borat.
And your podcast.
Hey, yo, send us a... This is going to be a quick poll. Does Sayed look like Borat? Leave a comment on this episode. We'll find out. All right, anyway, so what else do you have to plug? Any shows?
I'm not doing any shows for a while.
And your podcast?
Oh, wait, actually, I am doing a show called It's a Match in yep. May. So follow Comedy on Edge to see that. It's going to be good. It's a dating-themed panel show.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Be... Excellent. And your podcast called Sayed's Room?
Yeah. And it's on break as well, but yeah. So what? Sam's got a podcast. Right,
Sam.
Too. Yeah, no, I've got April 3rd. I'm doing Roast Battle. You can get tickets to that in Sydney. It's on
edgetix.com.
That's yep. right. And then June 16th, I've got 10% Luck, which is 10 comedians doing a showcase, also in Sydney. Tickets available on edgetix.com. Then you've got my podcast, The Downside Podcast. It's totally legit. They don't spend the whole time talking about tits or whatever. And you can find that on iTunes and SoundCloud. Then for me, my social media on all platforms is at RealSamMenzies.
Cool, and I've been Seizure Kaiser. You can follow me at IamSeizure on everything. Don't forget to follow the Film Feud Podcast at Film Feud Podcast on Twitter and Film Feuds on Facebook. Don't forget to check out our Patreon at patreon.com/filmfeuds. Donate $1, keep the show alive. I know you guys are having a lot of fun with it. I'm getting a lot of feedback. And don't forget to enter the Death of Stalin competition to win a double pass to that. Make sure you leave a comment on the last episode on the Facebook page with the secret passcode, which is on last week's episode. And next week, we got another giveaway by Black Neon Entertainment. You'll find out what that is next week. And next week's topic is going to be Best Monster Movie. All right? Ooh. It's going to be a fun one. All right, you guys had fun?
Thank Yay. You.
Yeah.
Hey.
Perfect.